So we left off last week. We were discussing the machlokes, the Taz and the Kivega, about is there such a principle called a suffix psikresha? At first glance, the term suffix psikresha sounds like it's a contradiction in terms, because psikresha always has the connotation that I do X and I know for a fact that Y is going to result. If I have a suffix where the Y is going to result, so how can that be a psikresha? That should be a Dovah Shinim Miskaven. So we developed this idea last week. Rabbi Kivega in Yeridea develops this idea, the Mishnah Berurah, as I said, they also in Hilchos Shabbos, that when it's something called a Dovah Shinim Miskaven, that's when it's a suffix lahaba. I'm doing X and there's a chance in the future that what I'm doing may result in Y, may result in Nisr and a Malacha. But if I'm doing X and there's a piece of information, Lisha Avar, there's a piece of information that I'm not privy to, the information's there, I'm just not aware of it, so that's not called a Dovah Shinim Miskaven, that's called a potential psikresha, it's a suffix psikresha. So we gave two examples. One was the case of Rabbi Kivega, and the person wants to stir the fire, and there's a goy's pot sitting full of food on the fire, and I don't know what food is in that pot. So if there's bas b'cholov in the pot or in the walls of the pot, so no, but I'm stirring the pot, I am doing an issur, I'm doing an issur of bishul bas b'cholov. I'm just not aware that I'm doing bishul bas b'cholov, and I'm not really interested in doing it. I'm interested in stirring the pot to enhance my cooking, my kosher food. But since there's a sofek l'sha'ovar that there may be bas b'cholov there, that's no longer covered by davar shenu miskaven. We had a similar case in the Shabbos, the case of the Taz. A person closes the box and he doesn't know whether there are flies in the box. So even though he's not interested in trapping the flies, but since the suffix is the sha'ofa, there's a piece of information that's already there, it's just he doesn't know it, but it's a suffix that's emanating from the past, that's no longer subject to the kula of Dov Shinim Miskaven.
So we had...
There he knows exactly. In this case, I know what I'm doing. I'm asking the Shaila, is it mutif for me to close this box? I'm telling you there's a 50-50 chance there are flies in the box. In the case of the person who bumps in the light switch...
He doesn't know there's bas b'chol in there.
No, he knows there's a chance that there's bas b'chol in there. So do we have any raya's of a big machlokes nechronim? We had a lot of lumdas about this on Friday. Any raya's from the Rishonim to what the din should be? Because this is really a question that's permeating kol tara kula. So if we take a look at the bi'aloch on the third page in Imam Kamos. So the third page, the long bi'alocha, it's the first word line is lesocha. It's about seven or eight lines up. Seven lines up from the bottom. Towards the end of that line, by the period, Achim Matzasi. Achim Matzasi, Raya la Divrei HaTaz. So the Bialocha says that I brought a Raya for the Taz to be make on the Shaila. We Divrei Ramban, Mechamas Perakira, from a Ramban in the third parak of Masechet Shabbos. Can be a Mecham Shepineyo, the Marathi was talking about if a person has a pot that was made very hot. And now the question is, he wants to expose that pot to cold water. So part of the issue is that if the pot was just made, it was just produced, and it was heated up, the metal was heated up, and now you're going to put that into cold water, so that's going to potentially strengthen the walls of the pot. And that was considered to be the final stage in the producing of the pot. So the Gemara holds this shail about that, about how and when you're allowed to take the hot pot and put it into cold water. We spoke about this way, way back in the past. There's a sugi masechta yuma about the Kohen Gadol. On Yom Kippur, they had a problem that the water in the mikveh was too cold for the Kohen Gadol. So they would throw some hot pieces of metal. They would heat up metal for before Yom Kippur and throw the hot rods of metal into the water to warm up the water a little bit. So there was a whole discussion, are you allowed to take hot metal and throw it into water? That's a problem of mitzaref, that's strengthening the metal. So maybe that's considered to be a malacha. So in the middle of that whole discussion, so the Gemara said, Makshe Gemara mitzaref. So the Gemara says the reason why sometimes it's permissible to take that hot pot and expose it to water is because it's a davar shenu miskaven. The person is not interested in strengthening the metal. That's not what his goal was. The Hikshua Rishonim, the Rishonim asked the question, but it's a psikresha, because even though you're not intending on strengthening the metal, but you're doing it. The Tiritz of Ramban, the Lahochi Enu Oslish Bachman Lamecham, says the Ramban, the reason why there's no problem to pour water into this hot pot, v'lo chashir l'mitzaref, we're not concerned about mitzaref, t'shem alo higil etziruf, because maybe the pot didn't reach the point, maybe it wasn't heated to the point where it could actually be strengthened by the cold water. So says the Ramban that we don't really know for a fact that tzirf is going to take place. If the pot has really reached X degrees, so then putting in the cold water will make it strengthen itself, which would be a problem with mitzarif. If it hasn't reached that level of heat, so nothing's going to happen. So the Ramban says, therefore it's okay. Therefore it's called a davar she'en miskaven. Therefore it's not called a psik reisha. So says the Bi'alacha, one second, why is that not called a psik reisha? So if you skip to the end of the line, it's a me'iri sham. The gam bedavar, the third line from the bottom, the gam bedavar atol b'safik l'sha'avar, even though this is a safik l'sha'avar, gam ken amin in davar she'en miskaven mutki divri ataz. Says the Bi'alacha here, whether or not the pot is hot enough is a piece of information that's there. I may don't know. I don't have the thermometer to measure it. I can't figure it out. But the suffering, the information is there already. And Afa Pichain, the Ramban calls that a Dover Shem Miskaven. He's hiding behind Dover Shem Miskaven. He's not concerned with the Psig Reisha. You see, for the Ramban didn't buy into this idea called a Suffolk Psig Reisha. So when all the dust settles, the Bi'alacha seems to be making on the Shaila, is arrived from a Rishon to support the Taz, that there really is no difference between a Suffolk Lahaba and a Suffolk Lashavar. Nevertheless, even though he does have a raya for this, the Bi'alacha a little bit earlier on says that he's not really 100% sure, we don't really know, and therefore, maybe we have to be machmir like Rabbi Kinega. But the Bi'alacha draws the following distinction. Going back to the Chiddush of Rabbi Kinega, that a Suffolk Lashavar is called a Suffolk Psik Reisha. So how do you treat a Suffolk Psik Reisha? So the answer is, you treat like any other Suffolk. If it's a Shaila V'Deraisa, then Suffolk V'Deraisa L'Chumra. If it's a Shaila V'Derabanan, then Suffolk V'Derabanan L'Kula. In the case of Rabbi Kinega, where it's a Shaila of Bishul Bas Mechalav, so Bishul Bas Mechalav is a D'Araisa, so then we would have to be Machmir. If we wanted to be Chashish Rabbi Kinega, we'd have to be Machmir, not to stir the pot. In the case of the fly in the box, so trapping flies is only a derabanan. There's a throwback to what we spoke about at the first shiur of tzeda. Even if I intentionally trap a fly, it's only going to be an issa derabanan because it's what's called eber minonit. So that's not the normal way of trapping. So says the Mishnah Berurah the following compromise: when it comes to shalos of deraisas, so then you have to be machmir for Rabbi Kinega. You have to be chayshesh the suffik deraisa. You can't stir the pot. When it comes to the original case of the Taz, when it's just a question of trapping flies, big deal. I'll trap flies. What's the end of it? It's only going to be derabanan anyway. It's a suffik derabanan lakula. So a suffik psik reisha is a suffik, but it's a suffik derabanan. A suffik derabanan is going to be mutter anyway. So according to this hachra, according to this compromise of the Mishnah Berurah, where is that going to put us in terms of practical lemaisa? Probably none of us have had the shayla of stirring the pots for the guy. None of us had shayla of sitting in boxes with flies. But we'll give one example, one lemaisa application of this shayla, which really, really, really does come up. A person wants to open up a refrigerator on Shabbos, and they know for a fact that the light is going to go on. So we assume that that's a problem. That's tantamount to turning on the light. If a person knows that the light's been turned off, we assume that's okay. What if a person doesn't know? They don't remember. They turn the light off to now they're in somebody's house. They don't know, they're not sure. It was a big rush on Friday. In our house, whenever we bought a new refrigerator, first thing we do is get rid of the bulb, throw the whole thing out. When I was a kid, every Friday was the last thing my mother would do right before she bench lecture, which unscrew the light bulb. I'll tell you a secret, every once in a while, well, we forgot. It's a big balagan. So what if, you know, you're not sure whether you remember to turn off the bulb or not. So I want to open up the refrigerator. So can we say as follows? Can we say, well, my intent is to open up the refrigerator. There's a chance that the light may go on, chance the light may not go on. So maybe we can call that a davar she'en miskaven. So the Taz would call that, in fact. The Taz would say, that's called a davar she'en miskaven. Since there's a 50-50, I don't know, Mamash don't know, it's a 50, quote-unquote 50-50 chance whether the light is on or off. My intent is not really to turn on the light. That's called a davar she'en miskaven. That should be mutter.
What do we say that it's something we don't know is going to happen, even though the percentage is, you know, more likely? Yes, not.
Yeah, well, it's all, I mean, unless the person is pretty sure they didn't turn it off, that becomes more mochav. That guy has no idea. I mean, really, my mom doesn't remember.
Is it a big difference if you sort of like remember? Let's say you already did it once in Shabbos. Can you do it again?
What do you mean? You mean
you did it? You Lagamri didn't remember, and you opened it up, so it was totally honest. Now you
no, but now you know it's on. Now you know it's on. Now it's much more. Now it's much worse. No, I know for a fact that's on.
Right, but you could always say, well, you know.
But I know for a fact it's on. That's worse than the Rishon's
Gemara. But you can always say the same thing. It's not what you want. That's what I'm coming.
No, but then it's a psikresha.
Right, but then you can say the light bulb can go out. I mean, there's all possibilities.
No. That's a psikresha. That's a real psikresha. If I know the bulb's on, that's a psikresha. But I don't know the bulb's on, so can I open it that first time, hoping for the best? I didn't say how I'm going to close it, but I want to open it, hiding behind the Avishai Miskavit. So according to the Taz, it should be Het HaGomer. Because according to the Taz, even though it's a Sofik L'Sha'afar, there's a piece of information I don't know. If I had x-ray vision, I could look inside, I would see whether the light switches in the on or off position. But right now, I'm not doing that. I can't do that. So according to the Taz, even though it's a Sofik L'Sha'afar, it doesn't matter. It's the same. It's actually identical in Halacha to closing the box. The same way I'm allowed to close the box, even though there's a chance that there are flies already inside the box. The Taz says chance, doesn't matter. Tov Hashem is kavin, it's mutter. So two, I'm allowed to open up the refrigerator, even though there's a chance that the light may go on. But according to Rabbi Kivayger, that's a problem, because according to Rabbi Kivayger, that's a classic Sofik L'Sha'avar. That's a Sofik Psikreish, which would be a problem. Now here, even though the Bihalocha brought a raya from the Ramban to support the Taz, but at the end, the Bihalocha says that he thinks by their rights it should be machmir. So the bulbs on the refrigerators, depending on what kind of bulbs they are. So at least the old style bulbs for sure were regular, simple light bulbs, which are incandescent bulbs where there's a filament that's burning. So we assume, all the posts assume, that's a deraisa mamish, that's a shalav havara. So if a person has a latest asofik, if the light may be on, so that luchara should be problematic. That should be a geder of something which is called a suffix sikresha, which we're going to try to be machmar, especially by deraisas.
Would you be able to ask a non-Jew? Because I'm a Hebrew Rabbah.
Okay. So the question is, maybe I can ask a goy. Maybe that's an eitzah. So asking a goy may be better, not just because it makes it the Rabbanan, but asking a goy may be mutter because maybe Amril Yachim doesn't apply to psikreishas altogether. This is a big, big machlokes in the poskim about, can I ask a goy to do something which would be also for me to do based on psikreisha? So there are a whole group of poskim who say that anything that's fundamentally mutter, there's nothing really awesome about opening up a refrigerator door. The reason why the refrigerator door is awesome is because the psikresha of the light is going to go on. So when I ask a guy to open up the refrigerator, I have to be very, very careful what I say. I don't say to the guy, do me a favor, please open up the door of my refrigerator and turn on the refrigerator light. I don't say that. I say to the guy, open up the refrigerator door. Opening up the door itself is not a malacha. It's true, we know in our heart of hearts that opening up the door is going to drag along a psikresha and the light's going to go on. But I didn't say that to the guy. So that's what's called Amir Yaakov on a psikresha. So most of the poskim assume that Amir Yaakov on a psikresha is really mutter. Because the whole nature of Amir Yaakov is such that I'm not allowed to ask the guy to do a malacha. I didn't ask the guy to do the malacha. I asked the guy to do something that's mutter. So even, let's say, in the case of, I know for a fact there are flies in the box, or I know for a fact that the light is on, not a suffix. I know, I'm 100% sure that I forgot to turn off the light. According to most posts, that would still be mutter, because that's called an Amir Yaakov on a psik reisha.
According to this Taz, if the information is not available to me, but it's available to someone else, right? Somebody's in charge of the light bulb in your refrigerator before Shabbos, but it's not you. And that person is off somewhere else right now. Do I need to actively go and look for that person?
So.
No.
I don't think so.
Even if in 10 minutes that person's going to be home, I guess right now it's not a secret.
I think so. So the Chorot should be Het HaGomer to ask the Goy to open up the refrigerator. That should be a classic application of Amir Yachman Aydei Psikresha. So L'chora, I said L'chora, means it should be that way, except for a point that Shlomo Zalman makes. Shlomo Zalman is quoted by the Shmei Shabbos Gekhosa as questioning in the case of the refrigerator light for the following reason. Says Reb Shlomo Zalman, in every case of psigresha, so there's a clear demarcation between the two ma'isim. Say the classic case of psigresha, I want to pour the tilsidayim, I want to wash my hands for the tilsidayim, but it happens to be in my grass. So I'm pouring the water off my hands, that's one action. Then there's a separate, distinct action called watering the grass. Most of the time, you don't water grass by pouring your hands, washing until you dive over the grass. The normal way to water grass is you have your sprinkler system turned on. That's the normal way of doing things. Let's say the case of the person dragging the chair. So there's Maisa X of dragging a chair, and there's Maisa Y making a hole. 99% of the time, the way a person makes a hole in their grass, they'll take see how much I know about planting. I don't know. They'll use some kind of a utensil, some kind of a farm equipment to make a hole. it happens to be that I'm dragging a heavy chair, and it happens to be now there's a possibility that the hole is going to be made. So most of the time, when we're dealing with the sugyas of Dovashem Miskaven, we're dealing with the sugyas of Psik Reisha, so there are two distinct actions. Dovashem Miskaven means that it's only a 50% chance that the malacha is going to result. Psik Reisha means that it's certain, or close to certain, that the malacha is going to result. But at the end of the day, they're really two distinct actions. Says Rosh HaMazalman, it's very hard to differentiate between opening up a refrigerator door and turning on the light in the refrigerator door. If I ask you, what is the action of turning on a light in a refrigerator? How do you turn on a light in a refrigerator? So the answer is by opening the door. Opening the door really has two parts to it. Yeah, opening the door opens up the door of the refrigerator. Opening up the door is the mechanism, is the method that's used to turn on the refrigerator light. So it comes to Shlomo Zalman and says, once you tell me that that's the normal way, 99.9% of the time, that's how you turn on the light, by opening up the door, you can no longer hide behind the sugyas of Psik Reisha anymore. You can no longer say, well, opening up a refrigerator is only a Psik Reisha of turning on the light, and since it's only a Psik Reisha, really outcome is mutter. No, it's not true anymore. It's not a Psik Reisha of turning on the light. It's one step worse. It's a Dabra Mechaven Mamish. That is the way. That is the way of opening up a refrigerator light, is by opening up the door. So you're going to tell me that I'm only planning on, I'm only interested in opening up the door of the refrigerator. What do the words mean? That's like tantamount to a person saying, I'm only turning on the light switch. I don't want the light to go on. I'm doing an act of turning on the light switch. Oh, there's a light that's going on? That's not my problem. That's a Psik Reisha. So a new cooler. You can ask a guy to turn on the light for you on Shabbos because it's only a Psik Reisha. That's a joke. That's a light on us. Turning on a light switch, that is the Maisa of turning on a light. How else are you going to turn on a light? You're gonna go inside the switch and touch the wires and complete the... That is the Maisa of completing the circuit. That is the Maisa.
But isn't that the Gemara's case when you chop off the chicken's head? That is the Maisa of chopping off the chicken's head. Killing the chicken by... Right? Isn't that exactly the same thing?
I mean, that should be mom's the same thing.
Yeah, I don't understand...
In other words, no one opens the refrigerator to turn on the refrigerator light. You open up the refrigerator to take something out of the refrigerator.
It's so classic.
Okay, the light goes on, but that's never our primary intention. Okay.
It's such a classic Psik Reisha.
I'm not going to convince you of Tirush Shlomo Zalman, because Moshe disagreed. Everyone here is from America, so everyone can't see things. If you live in Yerushalayim, maybe you can see things through the prism of Shlomo Zalman. So Moshe is quoted saying, what's the difference? Does a Psik Reisha? Does a Psik Reisha? He says, what's the difference? He's all these kashas that you are all intuitively bothered with. So Shlomo Zalman didn't say it, but it was Vada. He's bistopic. Shmuel Shabbos quotes him, Sasofik of Shlomo Zalman wasn't so sure if the refrigerator light is the same. So I'll tell you, Maisa Shai Kachoya. I'm sure I've told the story over in the past, but I've told it over in the context of now that we can appreciate a little bit more the Taz of Kivagra and the Psik Reisha Sugyas. There was once a fellow walked into the Beis Medrash on Friday night in Washington Heights. It was late at night that he had left his car door open by mistake, and he wanted to get asked the security guard to go open up the car door, lock the car, whole story. So the shaila was to ask the non-Jew to open up the car door. The question is, what is the status of that? Is that a Amir Yaakov on a D'Oraisa? Because the light is going to go on. So that's an Amir Yaakov on a D'Oraisa. That's a significant problem. That's, you have to have really, really significant reasons to be mad to that. This is probably not going to meet those criteria. If you're going to tell me that the opening up of the door by the goy is only a derabana, it's like tiltu muktza, and we're not really concerned about the light going on, so then tiltu muktza de goy, Malcolm Hefsed would probably be significantly less problematic. So at the time when he walked to the Beis Medrash, so my immediate reaction was, I said, well, the only real Amir Yaakov here is on the opening of the door itself. The opening of the door is only a derabana, it's tiltu muktza at worst, and if Amir Yaakov on a derabana, but Malcolm Hefsed, I thought that Mikra did his mutter. So, the light's going to go on. I asked the guy, is your light working on your car? His light's working. So, well, your light's going to go on. So, I said to him, well, the opening of the car door and causing the light to go on, so that's looks to me like a Psik Reisha. So, it's a Psik Reisha Ademiel Yaakum. A Psik Reisha Ademiel Yaakum is Mikra then going to be permissible. That's what I told him. I thought the Mikra then is mutter to have the guy open up the car door. So at the time, someone in the Beis Medrash pointed out to me that they pulled out the Shmir Shabbos and they showed me this footnote in the Sefer Shmir Shabbos in the name of Shlomo Zalman. At the time, they showed me this footnote from Shlomo Zalman that when the way to turn on the light is through doing action X, you can no longer hide behind the Psik Reisha. So they thought that the same is true when it comes to the car, that the way to turn on the 99.99% of the time, you turn on the light by opening up the door, so that's considered to be no longer a Psik Reisha. It's worse than a Psik Reisha. So I responded back that Rav Moshe disagreed, so we were pulling back, fighting back and forth. It could be that the car door is better than the refrigerator light. Because the car door, very often you're in the car, the light's off, and you press the shmichik on top to open it. In the refrigerator, there's nobody that I know of who figures out how to open up his refrigerator, unless somebody turned off the light. Nobody figures out to go inside the refrigerator and open it. Can't do it. Everybody's opening the refrigerator door by opening up the refrigerator door. So even if you want to accept Rav Shlomo Zalman's chumrah by the refrigerators, I'm not sure that it will even carry over to the case of the cars. But to get a question from Moshe, the mikra did the whole thing was mutter by the cars. Also, I day goy, because it's only a psikresh. Psikresh miliachim is mutter. And presumably it should be mutter here as well. At the end of the story, by the time we pilpled and figured out what to do, the car had already been broken into. Yeah. So, what was it? At the end of the day, it wasn't such a hefsed merub anyway. It wasn't such a good car to begin with. There's one last akuda in this sugya of kavanah.
So, would Rav Shlomo Zalman agree that if it's a suffix psik reisha,
and what would Rav Shlomo Zalman hold about what would he hold about the tazer? That's really too much. I can't tell you.
It was Rav Shlomo Zalman himself, or someone writing on what he said.
No, Shmuel Shabbos is quoting from him. Rav Neuvit was the Talmud Muvuk of Rav Shlomo Zalman, so he's quoting. It's probably printed over Mincha Shlomo. It's probably printed over one of the tshuvas since then. A lot of the things that are the appearance of Shmir Shabbos is written way before the tshuvas were actually printed. So a lot of them were about Peh from Shlomo Zalman. In later years, they were.
I don't remember crazy stuff. If anybody was cholik on the way he interpreted Rosh Shlomo Zalman, or was whatever.
I don't know. And take a look at the back of the Maimakamos number 13. There is a Rashba that has a startling statement about Malach of Tzedah. But it goes way beyond just Malach of Tzeda. It's a Rashba quotes a Yerushalmi, or claims what it says in Yerushalmi. The 13th of the Maimakamos, the Ran is quoted in the name of the Rashba. Rashba is Akos B'Loshon Hazeh. Uv Yerushalmi Nira, Shehitiru Lino B'Tchila Beiso, V'Lishmar Beiso U'Tzvisha B'Socho. V'Kevin Shu Tzarech Lishmar Beiso, Af Apisha Edei Keach Nitzar HaTzvi, V'Meila Mutar, U'Bavachlo Yiskav V'Lishmar HaTzvi B'Lvad. So the Rashba claims, based on Rishalmi, that if a person is walking past his house, and he realizes that the door of the house is wide open, and he wants to close the door of his house, so he's about to close the door of his house, and he notices there's a deer that's inside the house. So the Rishalmi apparently says that it's mutar lechatchila to close the door of the house. Why? Because his purpose is really to protect the house. He's not all that interested in the deer. He's interested in protecting the house. So his primary goal is to close the door to protect the house. Aye, there's a deer inside. No. As long as this kavan is not just to trap the deer, then it's going to be okay. That's what the Rashba quotes in the Rishalmi. So the Rashba sounds like a double chiddush. He says, number one, his reading of the Rishalmi is that even though I know the deer is inside, that's okay. So that's okay. That's a classic psikresha, so that should be a problem to this psikresha. But even worse, even more difficult with the Rashba sounds that even though I'm interested in trapping the deer, I'm very, very happy that the deer is there. I say, well, this is great. I'm going to say Shabbos will be able to shech the deer. So I intend to trap the deer. That's also okay. You know why? As long as I also have in mind to close my house, to protect my house. If the only thing I have in mind is, I don't really care about my house, I just want to get this deer, let's say that's Shadar Isa that you can do. But if I'm also interested in guarding my house, in addition to my clear intention to trap the deer, that's fine, says the Rashba. Either one of those two cases is okay. So the only time it's also is if my only intention is to trap the deer. Where in the world did the Rashba get two chidushim from? So it continues in the round. The Hachi Yassin in Birushalmi. Birushalmi says, Rabbi Yossi Babun B'Shem Rabbi Chanina, Hoya Tzvi Ratz Kedargo. If a deer was running in its normal manner, V'Niskavin Luno Bado, and he's interested in closing the door, V'No Bado Uva'ad HaTzvi, and he's interested in closing his door and in trapping the deer. That's what the Birushalmi sounds like. Mutter. Here's the magic word, mutter. So the Rishami sounds like he's saying, even though, not only do I know for a fact that the deer is inside the house, but I'm very, very happy about trapping the deer. I very, very much want to trap the deer, but I'm also interested in closing my house. That would be okay. And the Rishami doesn't just say mutter. The Rishami brings a moshel. It's similar to, Ra tinok mevabeya benahar, If a person sees a baby, never a baby's drowning, v'niskaved la'loso, u'lahalos mechila shodagim imo, mutar. A person sees the baby drowning, and he throws out a net to try to catch to pick up the baby and save the baby's life. And he also notices, ooh, there are a lot of fish that are swimming by. Why not? Here's a good opportunity to go fishing. So, and he's planning on catching the baby and trapping the fish. So the Rishami says, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. So you see, says Rishami, from the fact that the person has a dual kavana, his intent is to trap the fish, but he's also interested in saving the baby, which of course is permissible, based on Pikuach Nefesh. So too, the person is interested in closing the door of his house, even though it's also true that he's planning on trapping the deer, that would also be permissible.
That's a parallel. One is Pikuach Nefesh, and one is just Derech Agav.
That's going to be the Ran's cash. The Ran says, there's no what in the world the parallel is. We're not sure what in the world the Rishami said, says the Ran. But one thing we know for a fact, it didn't say what the Rashba said, it said. Is how in the world can you compare the person who's saving the baby, rightfully so, it's Pikuach Nefesh, to the person who's just merely closing the door of his house?
That's not the Rashba, that's the Yerushalmi, right?
Well, it's the Rashba's. You were so convinced by the Rashba, that's what it says in the Rishami. So the Ran's going to tell you afterwards that the Rishami didn't say that because the Rishami could never have said such a thing, because it doesn't seem to make any sense what the world of comparison is. So we have a lot of work to do on this Rishami and this Rashba, the Ran. Hopefully, Mitzvah tomorrow, but at least this is going to be the last, the Kuda. It may take us two more Shirim to get there, figure out what it said, but this is an important in terms of the Sigiv Tzan, the Sigiv Kabbalah, the same.